Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Texas Blues bring this back. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Richard Watts is our guest, new friend, but not for long. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's the founder and the president of Family Business Office, a legal and consulting firm. He's the author of a couple of books, Fables of Fortune and Entitled Mania, How to Not Spoil Your Kids and What to Do If You Have Already Done That. Richard, thanks again for being here. One of the things that a lot of parents think about, and I know people who do this, they just imagine all the things they're going to leave their children. It's like a point of pride for them, a source of pride for them, to think that they're going to be able to leave their children. You know, this is what you'll have when I'm gone. And I know some people who have more than they'll need for the rest of their lives, and instead of helping their kids now in a good way, like, you know, with a house down payment or something like that, they're going to wait till they're gone to give it to them then. There's all, and then there are people who are thinking, as you point out in your book, maybe I should leave them less than I thought once, and probably less than they expected. So they got different points of view. What do you think?
There is certainly a big concern that I have of $30 trillion that's going to pass down from the baby boomers to the next generation in the next 20 years. $30 trillion, largest wealth transfer in history. And that really isn't about a big tsunami. It's really about little tiny inheritances, which are, you know, $200,000, $300,000. Right. There's lots and lots and lots of those. And what people don't realize is that, you know, that they are trying to transfer their pride. They really do believe that as they walk out, these kids are just going to sit in kind of a kumbaya circle after the parents are gone and say, wow, mom and dad just left us this stuff that allows us to do fun things.
Right.
And what they don't realize that there are quite a number of kids out there, maybe not all of them, but quite a number of them, that they have no idea how those kids are going to react when they get 500 grand in their pocket. And sometimes it's like them walking off the show in, you know, on stage, and instead right. of dropping the mic, the parent pulls the pin on a grenade and drops the grenade and walks
yep.
off
yep.
with the kids sitting around, and they don't realize
we know this from the experience of lottery winners too, don't we? You know, this is a human nature thing. So what do you do? What's the advice?
So the question is for me is not how much to leave my kids, but how little to leave my kids. How little is enough? Well, if I left them nothing, they would probably be fine.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, they might struggle, but they'd probably be fine. But if I left them a little more, how do I want to leave that? And I would say as a conclusion, so at least you get the conclusion of this, is I would do my best to create some vehicle via trust or some sort of an account,
mm-hmm.
which those are available, that allow you to not change their lifestyle that they have. If
yeah.
they're teachers, give them something that gives them a little extra. Give them something that protects, and I don't mean all at one time. Give it in some form of a trust or some form of a restriction that if they have severe medical issues or they have a child that has special needs, that those things
yeah.
can, you know, that you really don't expect, you can help lift them from that mire of difficulty. But when you give them just cash, I'm telling you, they start – what they're looking for is they're looking for Amazon and cars and things
mm-hmm.
to buy. And it's quite amazing how involved they get in consumption. And that's not a good thing.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is, you know, as the parent, you worked your whole life to amass something. Maybe you weren't given anything. A lot of people receive nothing inheritance, a lot of, you know, Main Street, baby boomer, blue collar folks, and you work yourself to death to amass something. You want to have enough to retire on, And you do without, so you can leave your children money. I mean, without being selfish, how do you make that determination? I mean, don't you deserve? Shouldn't people feel like, you know, why don't I enjoy the benefit of my deferment, of my deferred gratification? What do you think?
That all comes from the belief that pride is transferable.
Say that again.
Really and truly, pride is not transferable. If you work for your car, your used car that you got, and you were so proud of it that you took good care of it, it doesn't mean if you buy your new 16-year-old daughter a new car, she's going to feel the same pride you did because she
didn't
earn it.
That's a really interesting statement.
And if she doesn't earn it, she has no pride.
That's a really interesting
statement. So the question is,
say it again, Richard. Say that again. People, write this down. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Richard.
So pride is not transferable.
Mm-hmm.
And what oftentimes people believe is that with the money we earned in our life and the car that we, you know, we bought dollar at a time when we were young and how we got paid for our own education,
it's
somehow that we can give them that same feeling of pride by giving that stuff to them.
Don't expect
the point.
Don't expect them to be the same way about anything, money or a thing, that you thought they should be, because they probably won't.
And so when you transfer that inheritance, it's just one big lump, and you give it to them, you're expecting that somehow they're going to have pride like you do in the less pressure that you've created in their life. And I'm telling you, they just fuel it up like you're having a big drinking binge.
Not
most of the time, not all the time.
Hey, Richard, I gotta wrap
it.
Will you come back?
I'd love to.
We've enjoyed having you here. Richard Watts, ladies and gentlemen, his new book is called Entitled Mania. Richard Watts, he'll be back another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.